Welcome to netzpolitik.org. My name is Markus Beckedahl and my guest today is Tom Steinberg from My Society. Hi Tom.
Hello.
What is My Society?
Well, we're a little British-based non-profit group that builds democracy websites, things that tell you how to write to your politicians, tell you how they vote, what they do, what they say, all that sort of thing.
And who's funding you?
We've had money from government, we've had money from donors, from foundations, and we have a bunch of volunteers without who we wouldn't be able to do anything.
Let's come to the concrete projects. Can you give some examples?
Well, we run something called theyworkforyou.com, which is one of our biggest sites, and that indeed people come to find out what people have been saying in Parliament. It tells you all about whether or not they ever show up to vote, whether they rebel against their own party, or whether they are just stooges of the party who just do whatever their bosses tell them to. And it does a lot of other things like that. And so very often when people just go to Google and they look for their politicians, they will end up here finding out information, subscribing to get email alerts when those politicians speak in Parliament, or just finding out more about them or writing to them.
And another one?
So that's a very political site, but we also do things that look at democracy more broadly. So we run something called Fix My Street. Now, Fix My Street is a very simple idea. You just say, I live in this area and there is a problem, there is some graffiti or there is a hole in the road. And you stick a pin in the map where the problem is, and you say, here is the problem, here's what it is. And the website works out which local government you're in, and it sends it to the relevant place, and tries to get it fixed, and it asks you whether it's been fixed a couple of weeks later. But what makes it different is that all these problems are public, so that people can go and find out whether there are problems in the area, they can find out whether people are discussing them, they can find out whether councillors are talking about them. So it makes the process, the very simple process of fixing things in the area, it makes it sort of a little bit more democratic.
What's your motivation?
I think people in my society have like all sorts of different motivations, but I think brought together they are people who think that we are very lucky to live in a representative democracy that works at all, but that it could work an awful lot better. It could help the citizens a lot more. It could help people understand what's going on and put the power in their hands a lot more. And that at the moment, government is too difficult to understand, and actually, in some ways, civil society is too hard to understand. It can be too difficult to work out how you can influence things and what you have to do and how you can join groups and how you can raise money and all that sort of thing. We attempt to just lower the barrier to doing all of these things. Our number one audience is not political addicts, although they do use our sites. Our number one audience is always that person who has never written to their politician before, or who has never reported a problem before, who just thinks, maybe I'll just give it a go, just have a go, see if there's anything there. And we try and give them the most interesting, engaging kind of experience as possible, and try and help them become more political or more civic-minded over time.
So you're a group of political geeks and you're using open source software.
Yeah.
Why?
Everything we do is open source. It's partly because I think that it's got all sorts of good reasons. So one is that I often think you just get some of the best developers working in that area, although you know people would probably shoot me for saying that. But I also think that by being open source, people can see if you can look at your code, can find out whether or not you're doing anything dubious or dangerous or unsecure. But also because we just like the idea that people can benefit from the work we do in other places. And we like the idea that we can spread the idea that open source helps people share code and share work, so that you don't have to keep rebuilding things and keep spending loads of money on doing them again. And even we run the petitions website for the Prime Minister in the UK, and we made that open source. Now that's great, because that means that we have got government to produce an open source tool. That means it's a better tool. That means people can tell us if there are problems with it. But the side benefit is that there's now a really good petitions tool, like one that can handle enormous numbers of people. That's what it's very good at. And now other countries can use that, and other people can use that in other places, and they can do it basically for free. And that is a good thing, I think. It's a good use of public money.
What are your next plans?
We have two things coming up. We have a Freedom of Information website that's going to try and make it as easy as possible to make freedom of information requests under the new freedom of information law, and then make a big public archive of those so that people can find out what other people were looking for. And we're going to build something that's very rare for us, which is another international site, which is going to be called Groups Near You. And it will be about helping people find out which local email lists exist where they live. Little local email lists that cover one street or one building, and it will give that information out to other sites. And the goal here is that in the long run, you can go to a site like Fix My Street and say, I have a problem here, and you can report it. And then it can say, oh, did you know there's actually a community group? And since you clearly care about your community, maybe you'd like to become part of that. And that will be international, and we're very much looking forward to finding people who will work with us on that in Germany and in other countries, so that it can become a global database of these community groups that can plug into any number of different sites for whom it's important to have people in real local communities.
Okay, yeah, then I wish you good luck, and thank you for the interview.
Thank you very much.